Tablet 2. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:1. The three creative forces are the crudifying force, tama, mutative force, raja, and sentient force, sattva. Because of their influences, the false ego was created and the universe was divided into infinite unit consciousnesses. The unit consciousness is the manifestation of the divine, pure consciousness, through the growth in the illusive state of being separate from God, universe. With creation of the false ego, the feeling of being separate from the whole, God, was created. By this, the feeling of self-centeredness, egotism, unhappiness, and suffering became the dominating factor. God, Father, called this state hell, earth, and the state he himself was in, pure consciousness, he called heaven. So heaven and hell, earth, were created. And the earth was without form and void, Genesis 1:2. Heaven and hell are not places, nor do they have any shape. That is why the earth, hell, was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, Genesis 1:2. Through the universal mind, God saw the state of the unit consciousnesses present all throughout the universe, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, Genesis 1:2. Water is a symbol for ether. Through the universal mind, Spirit of God, he moved in the universe upon the face of the waters and brought those lost unit consciousnesses under his control. And God said, "Let there be light," Genesis 1:3. He desired that these lost consciousnesses reach pure consciousness, the light. He projected his light, the word, into the universe, "Let there be light," and there was light, Genesis 1:3. With the help of the Father, with the Holy Ghost, and through the eternal divine path, eventually the word reached pure consciousness, and there was light. He became the first begotten Son of God. However, the process to reach pure consciousness in this state was very difficult, so God decided to create a more orderly way to bring the unit consciousnesses to pure consciousness. He decided to create the manifested world and the evolutionary process. With the help of the creative forces, Trigunas, and the lost unit consciousnesses, this manifested universe was created. Therefore, this manifested universe is nothing but a relative reality from the absolute consciousness and Trigunas, and the goal for its creation is that the unit consciousness, man, reach pure consciousness. Ariom Sherihan means the goal of the life is to become divine. However, to fulfill this goal of the universe, all should help. So even those who reach higher consciousness or pure consciousness should and will help others to reach this goal to become divine. So the true way to explain the universe and its goal is that the goal of the life is to become divine and help others to become divine also. After God created the first man, many evolutionary steps became necessary to reach the man we know today. The creation of man in this present state started 12,000 years ago, after the symbolic events of the flood of Noah, and was completed around 6,000 years ago. Since that time, human history has evolved, and in it lessons and many hidden truths for man are given, which are for his guidance and understanding. Through the last 6,000 years, God has fulfilled two great plans with different purposes, one for human spiritual guidance, which we can call the spiritual plan, and the second historical plan to make the human understand that with no doubt he exists and is in control, Also, it is to show that his desire is for man to use this his intelligence to establish his will and to create a universe according to his laws, so that the whole universe can reach pure consciousness at a faster pace. The creation is explained briefly in the previous pages. For a more detailed explanation, read the earliest book, The Essence and the Base. The history will be explained in the following sections.